Who's on the hotline, Carm?
Former 16th District Congressman Jim Renacci. Jim, good afternoon to you. Welcome to the Triv Show.
Hi, Carmen and Triv. How are you?
Doing well.
Mr. Renacci, how in the hell you been, buddy?
I'm doing good. I'm out of the public world and into the private world. I'm working with a lot of businesses, and they're saying a lot of the same things I heard you say on the radio. They're frustrated. They're losing employees. They're afraid they're going to lose their business. A lot of potential concern with their economic welfare. And look, the governor's got a tough, tough job. There's no doubt about it. But there has to be balance between the decisions being made with the economic curve as well.
Talking with former Congressman Jim Renacci. And Jim, I've been saying that. You can ask Carmen and Seth from day one. 6 weeks ago, I started saying there needs to be somebody from the economic side up on these press conferences with Dr. Amy Acton so we can balance it out and give the people of Ohio, instead of all this doom and gloom, give them a little hope, a little light at the end of the tunnel. There has to be some balance. You're right.
Well, and I would agree with you. And that's why, one of the things I love about the president is he has economic people behind him. He's got medical people behind him. And they're all talking about statistics. I mean, I'll give you a statistic that nobody thinks about. But and this is from the National Bureau of Economic Research. It says that there'll be with a 1% increase in unemployment produces 3.3% increase in drug overdose deaths and a 0.99% increase in suicides. And we're estimated to go to the St. Louis Federal Reserve has us going to a 32% unemployment, potential unemployment rate. And these are the economic sides of this COVID-19 that we got to start talking about. We have to get business up and running. And by the way, I heard you ask a question about unemployment. Who ends up paying the unemployment? I mean, the taxpayers got to pay for it. So we got to make sure the economic health is balanced. And again, I know this governor's got a good heart. He's trying to do all the right things, but there is balance between in this COVID situation between what we talk about is the economic health along with the health of the individual.
One of the greatest things, and I've mentioned this numerous times, Jim, and we're talking with Jim Renacci, the president said the cure could be worse than the disease itself if we don't watch ourselves. That's one of the most brilliant things I've heard anybody say, and he said that weeks ago.
Well, and I would agree. And, Triv, for me, I've got a son up in New York City who's a doctor at Mount Sinai, so he's right in the heart of it. I've got a sister who's a nurse anesthesiologist, and I hear them always telling me, you don't understand. But I'll tell you what my son said to me last night. He said, we're in trouble either way. He said, when we open, there's going to be more. There's definitely going to be more people getting the virus, but the economics of effect is just as bad. And he's starting to see it as well. Here's a 30-year-old emergency room physician that's seeing COVID patient after patient.
Jim, the numbers.
And Jim, I was going to bring this up to the governor, but he wouldn't have been able to answer it. And I understand that's why I didn't bring it up. And you brought a little bit of it up. Crime, suicide rates, overdoses, drug use, alcohol, spousal, the domestic violence. There's going to be so much more to this with forcing people to stay in their homes, and they're never going to give us those exact numbers. They won't even give us nursing home numbers.
Well, and like it says, if unemployment hits 32%, it's estimated some 77,000 Americans will likely die from suicide and drug overdoses as a result of layoffs. Scientists call this fatalities, deaths of despair. And these are facts based on experience, not models. So isn't it funny? We're judging everything on models, but we already have facts that come out what happens when unemployment goes to these levels. And it has to be balanced. It truly does.
Triv, if you don't mind me asking, you asked my question, but I got another one for you, Jim. You were a leader. You know how things work. You cited those frightening numbers regarding drug use and suicides. Would you open this state up on May 1?
Well, one of the things I would do, and I'm be interested to see what the governor does. He's talking about May 1st. He's going to start opening things. But look, there are those that we have to protect, and those that are over 65 and maybe have some of those conditions. But you got to give them the right. Some of them are going to say, "I don't want to stay in the house anymore, and I want to leave." Well, that's up to them. That's where I believe there have to be some freedoms. But we should try and protect those. Anybody maybe 55 and older that's a little bit concerned, we should try and protect those. But then we should look at those that want to go to work, have to go to work, maybe under 55, and do some of the, there are businesses out there today. There are manufacturing companies. I'm on the board of a manufacturing company. It's still operating. They're practicing social distancing. They're practicing a lot of things, hand washing, hand sanitizing, and they're still operating. And I think we've got to do that. And when it comes to restaurants, let's spread them out a little bit. Let's let them open up. And I always hear them say, well, wait a minute, people won't want to go to those restaurants because they'll be fearful. Okay, if they don't want to go, they don't have to go. But I think you got to at least start to allow the process to open up. So I do think there should be a process. I think the governor's talking about that. I don't know what it is just yet, but I'm hoping that he's talking about a quick return to normalcy, although I don't see that if we've shut schools down now the rest of the year. But I think in some ways we got to come up with a plan. And I've said this all along about businesses. Businesses look for, they need certainty and predictability. They need it. And there's no business out there that I represent today that has any certainty and predictability. And without certainty and predictability, businesses fail.
Mr. Renacci, I appreciate the time. I got to go. The president's going to be talking pretty soon, too, and I got to take a break here. But call anytime, Jim. Thank you for the info.
I appreciate it. Thank you. And keep up the great work.
Take care.